I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan Spieth. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves fajitas and some UNT. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
All right. 2:39 on the sweet spot on a Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. We do have Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up in just a little bit, but you heard the theme song. That means we have the commander on the Diamond Factory ticket hotline. It is one George Dunham of those morning musers. Georgie, how is National Hamburger Day treating you today?
What?
I know, right?
Man, I missed that. I'm sorry.
Well, you still got time.
Yeah, we got dinner.
It's only 2:40.
Get some dinner before game four. Get you a hamburger.
Well, I know, but that's on that day you should have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I agree.
Dang it. All right. I'll go big at dinner.
So how was your Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
You about to rip Memorial Day job?
No. I just had a lot going on. But, yeah, it was fine. I feel bad. I don't want to say I'm not going to complain about anything compared to neighbors who are north. And I was just corresponding with someone who lives in an area who got hit, and his house is pretty jacked up. But, I mean, I don't want to bring the room down. I mean, but, you know, just down the road, there are two kids who lost their lives with, you know, the storm. So, yeah, it was an eventful and terrible weekend for a lot of people, and I feel bad about that. So I don't want to complain about anything. But, yeah, this is all good. But here's the thing. What are we doing for Sean's birthday?
Oh,
I don't know.
Sean's birthday again.
I'm guessing.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Maybe a hamburger. I don't know.
Hamburger day.
Game four tonight. We'll figure it out.
Then after we'll go to the club.
Sure. Absolutely. We'll make it rain as we always do.
You got to do a lemon drop shot with me tonight, Jubb. If the Mavs win, that's my new tradition. Is I do a shot after each one.
Yeah, those are great. I'm not a big shot guy, but that's a great shot.
Yeah, you don't really taste the alcohol, but it still gets the job done.
Yeah, so, that's what I'm all about.
So yesterday we were all off, and Work in Progress was doing some afternoon drive, and I was on my way to get a frozen delicious drink, and I only caught the tail end of this segment, and I didn't go back.
Cam doing play by play.
Yes,
it's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, so I haven't heard this yet.
Yeah, I haven't either,
because I wanted to hear it on the show today, and I've heard some of Ham do play by play before, and Ham's awesome.
It's Ham is awesome.
But I didn't know if you've heard this yet, Jubb, but I want Justin to kind of walk us through the greatness of Ham again.
Okay, can I say one thing real quick? What year? Okay, this is going to be the baseball or the softball?
I have cuts from both.
Okay, if it's softball, is it 2013 at North Texas?
They're both 2013, Ham said yes. I think.
My daughter-in-law may have been playing in the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're...
The Taylor Showblocker?
Was it a name that he butchered?
No.
Taylor Showblocker.
Was it Michaela Hamilton? Michaela Hamilton?
Michaela Hamilton? That's a totally normal name.
No, the baseball's awesome, but that was just a little side note. We don't even have to do softball, because the baseball is incredible considering that Kyler Murray's playing in the game.
Well,
or
yeah.
Somebody else that Cam likes to call him.
Yeah, so Ham, sees that there's this big recruit there named Kyler Murray, but he didn't exactly read his name right.
Looking to get out of trouble. Runner in scoring position at second base. The speedy Kyler Murphy at first base. Stole first base. Drawing a walk. Stands in at first.
Wait.
Okay, hold on.
Stole first base.
After he drew a walk, he then proceeded to steal first base.
I guess you could argue a walk is stealing first base.
Nailed it.
For Kyler Murphy.
Kyler Murphy.
Kyler Murphy.
Were you doing the game by yourself, Ham?
Yeah, at least the other one, the softball, I had Tim on my side, but this is me flying solo for, like, our final end-of-the-year project.
Just for Hank Dickinson.
Yeah. Denton Ryan, or who are you calling?
This was J.J. Pierce and the Allen Eagles.
Allen Eagles, wow.
Your alma mater, right?
Yes, J.J. Pierce, yeah.
That's how you get Kyle Murphy.
Wow.
Man. You think Hank Dickinson liked that, George? He thought he had a real prodigy on his hands?
I'm sure appreciated the effort. Appreciated the effort.
You think he went out of his way to get him some more games?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What about this one for a new term for a foul ball?
Giving up two hits to the Mustangs. His first pitch is down away for ball one. Alec Wright, the left-handed batter, looks into Carter. His first, second pitch is swung on, and is outside playable. Over into the stands. Count now 1-1.
I like that. I like outside
playable. Outside playable.
That sounds very Ribby Pulse.
Got the outside playable on the playable.
This is very ribby.
Outside playable territory.
Oh my and the God. Stuff that we isolate is just mixed into all the shake voice he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just riddled with shake voice.
Were you in the press box or were you just kind of out?
No, I'm on the stands next to all the parents,
that's
too.
Oh, really?
Okay.
That's
everybody the worst.
Hears you. So all the folks can hear you and they're like, who is this
Yeah. guy? Everyone has gone to North Texas and gone through the broadcasting class, whether it was with Bill Mercer or Hank. They've been there, and man, I've somewhere around here, I've got cassettes of doing games for Bill's class, and they sounded just like this.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We need to find this.
Just like this?
Well.
Were you, okay, so you're sitting in the stands. We'll go back to the softball game real quick. Were you mean to perhaps one of the hitters right in front of their family?
Number seven now batter, she's batting 167 this year.
Gone away.
She's the designated hitter for the Mean Green.
And once again, she's kind of the weaker ones in the batting lineup at this midpoint.
She does have one of the lowest batting averages.
But you don't really need that good of a batting average as Hamilton throws her first ball of the inning.
That's not your daughter-in-law, is it?
No.
She's not one of the weaker ones here at the midpoint?
Yeah, she's kind of weak.
Weaker.
She's kind of soft.
Let's talk about her batting average three different ways right in front of the family.
And that's the great Tim Kaye on color.
Now let's talk about her appearance a little bit.
Yeah, y'all see this ugly broads hitting 161?
You get a load of her backside, Tim?
Oh, no. That is a softball ass. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Tim. You know a softball ass. We've seen it.
Here's another one for your enjoyment, gentlemen.
Taylor looks in and gets his sign. He deals the 1-1 count, and that pitch is fouled off over the home plate dugout. Count now 1-2.
Over the home
Taylor
plate
hitting the count.
Dugout. The home plate dugout.
But he meant to say home plate dugout.
Which
there's still not a thing.
And now that I know you're in the stands with all the parents, I understand the hushed tones in which you're speaking. You're trying not
very
to
golf.
Draw too much attention to yourself.
The 1-1 pitch.
Of the home plate
stand. The home plate stands.
Yeah, we accused him of being constantly pointed at by Taliban officers. And if he doesn't do play-by-play, they're going to kill him.
Read this script. Read it word for word.
Apparently, too, I guess I didn't know this back then, Allen and J.J. Pierce played by different rules.
The 1-0 offering from Kyle Taylor.
Don't worry about the shake voice there at the beginning. We're going to move on.
The 1-0 offering from Kyle Taylor. It's taken for another ball. Count now 2-1 and 0.
So the count now 2-1 and 0.
He got it confused with
like
the
hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, balls, strikes, and ties. ball strikes, overtime losses.
Sure, yeah.
Well, however you steal first base,
that's
all that matters.
So one of my favorite things from what he did was he felt like there was too much dead air, so he would work in unnecessary killer sows. So right here, he's coming back from an inning break, and instead of setting up where they are, the score, and all that, he just gives us a give-up killer so.
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 To be fair, so. Nadell does that all the time. Mm-hmm.
You can hear him shuffle the papers at the beginning.
So.
It can be your catchphrase.
So. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That follows history just so as it goes over the fence. So.
It's grand salami time. Yeah. So.
So, George.
You know what? I applaud Ham for sharing with the
class.
You're
the best, Ham.
That is.
Yes.
I could not do that.
That is incredible.
Let's do this again next week, George. Let's have some more fun.
Let's do it, and hopefully I'll be back on better technology. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Happy National Burger Day, Joe.
Yeah, let's have burgers.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, Sean. Way to go.
Yeah.
There he goes.